Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm Matt Ivernick with
Arenda Fink from Azure,
Maria Taylor from Azure.
First, I'd like to say congratulations. I know you recently had a baby.
Thank you.
Is your baby on tour with you?
He went on the whole East Coast, but these are just three shows, so I flew out the day of the show, so I left him with my mom and his daddy. It's the first time I've left him.
How is it touring as a mom?
It's great. The East Coast was really fun because he was with us, and you know, he'd come to soundcheck, and then I'd bring him back to the hotel and then get him to bed and then come back to the show. So it's been great. But this has been kind of hard, just because I miss him so much. Mm-hmm. But everything else seems pretty normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a trooper.
The two of you have been together since high school, singing. And how did you discover your harmony, and how beautiful the two of you sing together?
It was just completely, I guess we had no idea that we would sound good together.
Yeah, Maria knew how to harmonize. I didn't at the time, so she taught me how, and so just like sing this, and so I would do that, and then eventually, I don't know, we just did it. We loved it so much because it was like a drug.
Yeah, you know, when everyone else was out drinking and partying, we would just sit for hours and harmonize to everything. Yeah, we just thought we got the biggest thrill out of it, and then we started to make people listen to us. Crash parties with our acoustic guitars, singing our
bad songs,
terrible
songs. I read that many of your early songs were inspired by magical realism.
We have all kinds of different, you know, influences for the early songs and songs now, but I think that does kind of pepper into some of the imagery and analogies that we use.
And how did you come across that genre? It's not one that you hear too often.
Well, someone introduced me to Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude, and I love that book so much, so that's really what got me interested in the genre.
Both of you have lived in numerous cities throughout the country. Do you know how many offhand?
I've lived in 4.
I've lived in 5.
5,
I think.
Where have you lived that I haven't?
Flagstaff.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Do you think your music would be different if you would have just lived in one or two cities and not traveled around?
I think so, because, so much of our songs are about our experiences and our relationships with people, so we wouldn't have met, you know, a number of these people and had close relationships with them. And just, you know, there's a different music, there's a different, I guess, just aesthetic music. Right, in these different cities.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we draw from that and are influenced by that. So I think it definitely colors our sound.
A lot of it has to do, I think, with weather and environment and also opportunities. Like in smaller southern towns, you kind of find this darkness that kind of hangs over people that is there because there are not, you know, they feel kind of trapped or something. Mm-hmm. And then whereas in say Los Angeles, there's almost this naive and like over ambitious, anxious vibe because there are so many opportunities. So those kind of make a big difference in people's personalities and the general feeling of what everyone does and when they're hanging out with each other or what they talk about.
Mm-hmm. And I think we get our confessional vibe from being Southern girls, because I feel like, you know, in the South, you meet someone, and within 20 minutes, you know, she's telling you all her secrets. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just really common. Like, Southern girls are like that. And Southern guys, I just think they're more open in general.
Yeah.
So.
That's interesting. So I would consider you both a dynamic duo. If you don't have an arch nemesis, who would it be? Or if you have one, who is it? Or what is it? What is it?
Gosh. I like the what better than who. So I'm trying to think of what yeah. would be.
Would it be? I don't know. Stagnation, maybe? I feel like that's one thing that we definitely do is just keep forging ahead yeah. always, no matter what. We like new experiences and, I don't know, to keep things interesting. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. How important do you think a record label is to musicians right now? If you didn't have Settle Creek, do you think you could still do the things that you're doing?
That's a hard question to answer. I don't know. I mean, I think it's important, but I think labels are less important now as they were in some ways.
It depends on your means. Yeah, the internet has changed, you know, made it a lot easier for bands to put out their own records, but at the same time, I mean, we haven't tried it. I wouldn't want to do it personally.
I want to try it just because I want to have like a family label where we put out all of our, you know, the Taylor family mm-hmm. projects. And my mom has a lot of time on her hands and she wants to help me, you know, so like this, who knows if it'll ever happen. I want to open up a wine bar before that, but at some point I'd like to try that, but yeah, I don't know.
And where would you open your wine bar and record label?
I don't know. I guess I'd probably, if I did it anytime soon, it would be in Birmingham, Alabama, because that's where I am and that's where I have a house right now, but I do always get the itch to go to new places and see new things, so I don't know, I guess it'll just depend on when I ever have the money and where I am at the time. I wouldn't want to do it in Los Angeles, I think that would just be too hard, mm-hmm. you know, so probably a smaller town where I know that it would do well. I don't know, I don't want to be stifled, like I want to just be able, if I want to move to California and have the money again, then to just take my boyfriend and let's just try it out, you know. I think it'd be good for him too to see mm-hmm. see as much of the world when, you know, starting young. Once my son is, you know, in school, that'll probably change though, because I wouldn't want to just, because I'm bored, mm-hmm. make him leave his friends and his, you know, but right now I feel like I still have a large window of time where we could try out different places.
Mm-hmm. Well, my parents made me move every year and I think I turned out okay.
Oh, you turned out okay. I didn't
yeah.
know that.
All right. Yeah, I switched schools almost every year. All within Alabama, oh, okay. But they just moved to, like, different
schools. Did you change
school? Yeah, change school.
Meeting new friends.
Yeah, like, almost every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some of your tour splurges?
Wine,
food.
We always feel like it's, we just, there's a reason to celebrate, so we always get the most expensive glass of wine on the, you know, we're like, we'll celebrate life, you know, we'll celebrate life again. Yeah, that's probably the, yeah, food, and we just don't like, when, especially when we used to travel all the time, you just can't eat junk food all the time, so we just pretty much invest in our bodies and put good food and drink in them.
You have to.
I was just wondering what the last song that you sang that you didn't write.
I think mine was Skeeter Davis. Why do the birds go? What is it called? End of the World. Don't they know it's the end of the world? That one's like that was probably 5 years ago though.
I just sang Forever Young by Bob Dylan and Into My Arms by Nick Cave at my friend's wedding.
Actually, my boyfriend and I, we've been singing to our son, and we've sang, what was that? I guess we did a Beatles song and then a Smokey Robinson song also. So yeah, I forgot about that.
So you're not little songbirds, you don't sing all over the house?
I do, but oh yeah, if you count that. Yeah. I'm always singing, but it's always a terrible song. I get terrible songs stuck in my head, and I sing them like operatic, like all over the place. Yeah, I'm always singing. What was today? I've been singing, what was it? That couldn't get out. Yesterday was Private Dancer. I'm your private dancer. I sang it all day. I couldn't get it out of my head. Dancing for money.
Well, thank you so much, and we're looking forward to the show. And if we're piratepods.com. Could you give us your best pirate impression?
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
What do they say? Arg.